I'm Cliff Chang, technical architect with Accord, and this is part 15 of the Accord Life and Annuity training session. In this session, we cover extensions or extensibility in the model. As members and users of the standard, we need to make sure that even though we want to use information in a standardized way, we need to make sure that it's extensible. We do extensions for several reasons, not the least of which is I may be rushing to market with a concept that either I don't want to wait for the Accord standard to catch up on, or that I don't want to tell anybody that I'm doing. So I want to be able to still use my Accord message for an application, for example, an application message, but information that's proprietary to my new specialized writer or coverage, I don't want to make that standardly available, or I don't want to wait for the Accord standard to catch up, if you will. So this is a very important part of the Accord standard. The Accord standard, as part of the standard, actually offers two primary mechanisms for doing extension. And a third, I suppose, if you limit it to just type codes. The third one's covered in a primary, in an alternate session where I talk about the basics of XM Life. And in that, we talk about private or proprietary type codes. And in that sense, I could define a product type code or a coverage type code in that manner. So you might want to check out that module if you're interested in other extensibility options. But in this one, I'm going to go into a greater level of detail on the information that you might want to include in your extensions. The two primary ways of doing extensions in the model are an aggregate called keyed value, which is essentially a way of doing named value pairs. I want to say, full name equals, birth date equals, and just be able to do a name value pair of information that I want to be able to pass or include in my message. Another method, mechanism for extension in the model is called OLIFE extension. OLIFE extensions allows me to send a block of any XML message, any XML information, to be included in my message. And as such, you'll see that OLIFE extension exists as a child aggregate of virtually every aggregate in the model. There's a few aggregates in there that we call small objects, which means that even though we had to model them as a complex type, it's understood that it's really modeling a very finite semantic, and that breaking it down any further doesn't make any sense, and therefore adding things like extensions doesn't make any sense. That being said, even on such aggregates, at a request of the member, OLIFE extension is very easily added and meets with little to no resistance in every request I've ever seen to have it added to an individual aggregate. One important point here is the second point from the bottom under OLIFE extension, is that it's recommended that you not use mixed type data under OLIFE extension. Technically, because we essentially turn validation off under OLIFE extension, you can put mixed data in your OLIFE extension. It's not disallowed. The message will work. It will validate in the schema. It's not disallowed in the schema syntax anyway. Essentially, from a Accord perspective, all we can say is don't do that. The Accord paradigm, the Accord messages were built on the paradigm of not supporting, using, or requiring mixed data types, and the same is true here. So even though it's an extension, we say don't include mixed data, mixed information. But beyond that, OLIFE extension is much more flexible than keyed value. It's much more structured than keyed value. And generally, I have to say it's probably the preferred mechanism for doing extensions in the model. Finally, I mentioned here that you may also use namespaces. Essentially, what we're saying is W3C's XML allows you to be able to define namespaces and add namespaces to a message that would not invalidate the message from being validated against the schema. If you want to take the XML-ish standardized way of you doing that via namespaces, it's certainly not prohibited in the eyes of the standard. Keyed values, again, it provides a mechanism for extending the message in the model in a standardized way. And if we look under there, we have aggregates for vendor code, keyed name, and key value. So essentially, I just repeat my key value to say, for my vendor code 37, here's my key name, pet name, here's my value, Rufus. It's strategically placed in the model. It's not everywhere like Whole Life Extension is, but it's generally in places where people have expected or required or requested to be able to extend the model in this manner. Again, it has its weaknesses, but it's generally sufficient as a way of doing fairly simple extensions. Here's an example of it in XML in the model. The example you see here is I have a keyed value, and I gave you the pet name example. A key name of pet name, vendor code 82, key value Rufus. This example also kind of demonstrates some of the weakness to using key value. There's no structure to the information that you see. I see I have a pet name, and that the pet's name is Rufus. I see that I have a pet age, and the pet's age is 6. What I don't have is any way of intuitively or structurally tying those two bits of information together. I don't have a way of saying I have a pet whose name is Rufus and whose age is 6, at least not very easily. So let's consider, for example, that I want to then take the same concept and model 2 pets. Now I'm a little bit stuck. About the only way I'm going to do it under key value is to have a pet name 1 of key value Rufus and a pet age 1 key value 6, pet name 2 with its own value, and pet age 2 with its own value. So you see there's a lot of weakness there. The perception generally is that if you only have a few bits of information and you don't want to you don't need this sort of structured support of them, keyed value is generally thought of as the way to go because it's easier. Frankly, I would contend that. I don't think keyed value is any easier. In fact, as you'll see in a minute, I think it's actually harder, and I'll explain why when we talk about Whole Life Extension. Whole Life Extension provides a much more flexible mechanism for extending the chord model in a standardized way. Under Whole Life Extension, I essentially have my Whole Life Extension aggregate. It repeats. I can have as many as I want. Identify what type of extension it is and my vendor code, similar to keyed value. But then after that, anything I put under Whole Life Extension is up to me, as long as it's valid, well-formed. And that, we turned off validation, so as long as it's well-formed XML. So I can put under Whole Life Extension my data and have any well-formed XML I want. So in the case of my pet example, as you see, I can become very specific on what I want the information to look like and become very rich in the semantic and the structure that I need to express. Again, it's available at every object in the model. And once again, don't use mixed data here. It validates in terms of the schema fine, but it's an incorrect usage of the Whole Life Extension. So here's my example. I have Whole Life Extension, again, vendor code 82. So I'm saying essentially the same thing that I was saying under my keyed value example. I have this thing called an extension code, which means for me as a vendor, for the Cliff Cheney Acme insurance company, we have an extension that we call the pet extension. So that's how I identify which extension it is. And then under that, I have here my pet, pet name, pet age, etc. It is recommended as a best practice, though it's not required, that under Whole Life Extension, you have one high-level aggregate that represents that extension. Obviously, I could have repeated pet here as many times as I wanted under Whole Life Extension, and it would have worked just fine. But it's recommended as a best practice for a variety of reasons. I'm not going to go into this message, one of them being extensibility and validation. But I want to be able to say probably pet here, and if I had another one, I would do Whole Life Extension code, vendor code equals 82, extension code pet, because Whole Life Extension repeats, and repeat pet with a new name and a new pet age. Now, I mentioned earlier that most people, at least historically, I'm certain that as tools of and technologies have changed here in the coming months and years, that it's not entirely viewed this way anymore. But at least historically, keyed value has been viewed as the way to extend the model because of its simplicity, and that Whole Life Extension was generally viewed as a little more difficult way of doing this. However, it's definitely not true today, at least not dependent on your application and dependent on your environment. Let me give you an example. If I want to do an Whole Life Extension and I want to put extended information in my message, chances are I already have it in a database somewhere. Well, I can, in every SQL database out there that I know of anyway, including Access, I can do a SQL message and say, return your results as XML. So query product X where the coverage is pet, give me the pet information. And by the way, return that in XML. Then if I'm using the OLIFE extension approach, I can literally take the XML that was returned to me, package it up, don't even need to look at it, package it up under OLIFE extension, attach it where I want it to go, send it off. The receiver of the OLIFE message, again, being a little bit facetious and a little bit coincidental, assuming that they are using the same database, bam, insert using that XML, and it's a done deal. Also, let's assume that the receiver doesn't match me exactly. Well, if they want to transform that XML message, they have a nice, neat little single document, which is one of the reasons why I say you want to make only one document per OLIFE extension. But they have a nice, neat little single document that they run through a transform mechanism and then take the output of that, XSLT, for example, take the output of that and send it again directly to their SQL processor, which can use that as an insert message as well. Obviously, there's oversimplifications there, but my point being that the ability to use the OLIFE extensions XML with the advance of technology and tools today make it as easier and easier than using keyed value. And that concludes part 15 of the Accord Life and Annuity Standard Training Session.